Ezekiel chapter 9. Then he exclaimed in my ears in a loud voice, and said, "Draw up the city's body of officers, with each man having his weapon of destruction in his hand." And it so happened that six men were coming from the direction of the upper gate, which faces northwards, each with his weapon for bludgeoning in his hand, and one man among them dressed in fine linen, with a scribe's inkhorn at his waist. And they came and stood alongside the copper altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was removed from the cherub on which it was to the threshold of the house. And he called out to the man who was dressed in fine linen, who had the scribe's inkhorn at his waist, and the Lord said to him, "Pass through the middle of the city, through the middle of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of those men who are sighing and groaning about all the abominations which are being committed in its midst." And to those officers he said in my hearing, "Pass through the city after him, and strike. Do not let your eye have pity, and do not show compassion. You shall kill, giving no quarter, the old, the young man, and the virgin, and children and women, but do not approach any person who has the mark on him, and start from my sanctuary." So they started with the elders who were in front of the house, and he said to them, "Defile the house and fill the courts with those killed. Out you go." So they went out and struck in the city. And it came to pass, as they were striking, that I was left, and I fell face down, and I cried out, and I said, "Alas, my Lord the Lord, are you destroying the whole remainder of Israel, as you pour out your fury over Jerusalem?" And he said to me, "The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is very, very great. And the land has been filled with bloodshed, and the city is full of resting of justice. For they have said, 'The Lord has left the earth, and the Lord is not looking.' So for my part, my eye will not have pity, and I will not show compassion. I will put their way on their head." And then the man dressed in fine linen, who had the inkhorn at his waist, reported back and said, "I have done what you commanded."